ever since I can remember, I've always wanted to adopt my whole life. I think I've just always known that there's so many kids in the world, and to me it was just about having a family, having a life with somebody that really needed it. It took about a year and a half before we became a family.
And I was 5.
Yep. I remember getting a call and the social worker told me we have a little boy, and they told me his name and his age, and would you be willing to take him? And I said, of course. I mean, I knew really nothing about him except some of the circumstances of where he was and why he was getting removed. And a few days later, there's a knock at my door, and the social worker came, and he was holding him. And
I was asleep.
He was sleeping in the car. He had a bag full of some clothes, and that was it. And it was basically like, here's your son. And you came in, and then we sat on, remember that big gray
chair
we had? And you were asking me if I liked strawberry cake.
I actually don't remember that.
That's okay.
And I do not like strawberry cake.
I know, but that day you were all about strawberry cake. Tristan loves to eat a lot.
Burritos. And an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Then the social worker left after about an hour. All of a sudden, we were on our own.
And we were eating SpaghettiOs and watching TV shows.
Yeah, you remember that. How'd you feel?
Happy, lonely, and scared.
Yeah, it's very scary going somewhere new like that. I think I had this, you know, same feelings. Obviously, overwhelmingly happy, but scared to death as well. As a first-time mom, just wanting to do the best, and all my focus and priority was to make sure you felt safe and happy. And all that I cared about was that you felt that I was going to take care of you and make everything okay. What's a normal day like? You get up.
I have to get dressed and get some food, which is pancakes every day. And then I get to play. And then I have to go to school. We do science every day. We use liquid nitrogen and other stuff. Dangerous stuff.
Dangerous. The hardest part for me is not having a lot of help. If I were to give anybody advice on doing this, make sure you have a really, really, really strong support system, especially if you're going to be doing this as a single person. That I wish I was better prepared for, because it does take an army. And I've tried to kind of carry most of that myself. Buddy.
Yeah?
Listen. I'm so proud of you because you have climbed big mountains to be where you are today. It makes me happy that you have come into my life and that we are together forever.